Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the exciting world of TypeScript's Project Corsa.
Project Corsa. Sounds intense. What's the big deal?
It's huge. It's all about porting the TypeScript compiler to native code. Think speed, efficiency, and goodbye to those pesky out-of-memory errors.
Wait, so TypeScript was written in itself? That's like a snake eating its own tail. What were the problems with that?
Well, JavaScript, while great for UIs, isn't built for heavy lifting like compilation. Think JIT compilation overhead, flexible object models that cost efficiency, no shared memory concurrency. The list goes on.
Gotcha. So they rewrote the whole thing in a faster language?
Not quite a rewrite, more like a port. They're moving the existing compiler, function by function, to Go.
Why not Rust or C++?
They considered everything. Go offered the sweet spot. Low level enough for native code and performance, but with garbage collection and concurrency support. Plus, it works great across platforms. Did you see the demo? Compiling Visual Studio code went from a minute to 5 seconds.
5 seconds? Hold on, does porting mean they just copied and pasted code into Go?
Essentially, they showed a side-by-side comparison. The Go code mirrored the TypeScript code, function for function. Same logic, different language.
Clever. But does it behave the same, like same errors and all that?
Exactly. They showed that too. Introduced an error in the old TypeScript code, got the error. Same error in the Go version, just faster.
I'm sold. So just the command line compiler is getting this upgrade?
Nope. The language service too. They fired up VS Code with the Go-powered language service. Hover, Go to definition, squiggly red lines, the works, and project load times, 5 times faster.
Impressive. Anything else they're doing?
They're moving to the LSP architecture, which is a big deal for compatibility with other tools. Plus, they're eyeing AI-assisted features. Think instant type checking of LLM outputs, that sort of thing.
This is a game changer. 10 times faster, AI integration, sign me up.
Right? They encouraged everyone to check out the repo, build it, and share their feedback. This is open source in action.
Definitely will. Any final thoughts?
Just that this isn't just about speed. It's about opening doors to new possibilities. With this performance boost, the future of TypeScript looks brighter than ever. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.